Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN with Dr. Robert Murphy joining us, professor of epidemiology, Northwestern University. And Dr. Murphy, so nice to have you back on the show. I miss seeing you on TV, Dr. Murphy.
Well, good morning. I miss being on TV, too.
You were with us on the WGN TV Morning News for a couple of years.
2 years.
On a regular basis. And, things have calmed down a little bit. You know, we're not doing that as much. I was just thinking the other day, I miss Dr. Murphy.
Yeah. So I was on 406 times.
Wow.
In 2 years, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice to have you back here today. And we did have some news for which I'm very interested to get your opinion, and that is basically the lifting of the mask mandate. It was ruled this week by a judge that the mask mandates that were in place were an overreach. That's something that the Department of Justice is going to be appealing. But as somebody who has been in the thick of this from day one, what's your opinion about masks coming off in, places like airplanes, public transportation, et cetera?
Well, you know, this is a very important question. And to have an, quote, unqualified, unquote, judge who was voted unqualified by the American Bar Association because of limited experience, very young judge, I think only 33 years old, to be making health policy in the United States, I mean, right there, there's something smells funny. The CDC still recommends that masks be worn on public transportation and in places where there's big congregations of people. That recommendation hasn't changed, and that's why the Department of Justice is appealing this decision. So that was a single judge that made that. And she did it based on something about, she used the word sanitation, and it was just a wild argument that that was made. And so that will go to appeal. Those appeals usually go pretty quick, and we'll see what happens. So this mask mandate could come back very quickly.
Yeah, and what's the status now with numbers? I'd heard that in certain parts of the country, at least anyway, numbers are starting to go back up again, although I guess hospitalizations are not going up as they were before. But as masks are coming off, germs are being spread, apparently.
We are at the beginning of the sixth major wave. That's how bad it is. You look at Chicago, cases over the last 2 weeks up 60%. DuPage, Lake, and Will County, even more than that. And nationwide, this is what's happening. Now, the good news is the hospitalization rate has not really budged. It's flat. Now, but remember, from the time of infection to the time of hospitalization can be weeks. So the hospitalization number and the death number, they lag considerably. So we'll see. So we look to other countries, and we see what's happening there. So in Italy, Western Europe got hit with this sixth wave earlier than we did. They are seeing an increase in hospitalizations and in deaths. Now, the numbers are still pretty low. So there's no mass hysteria or anything. But the mask rules in Europe are much tighter than they are here. You can't get on a plane or train in Europe without having a mask on. I mean, they just basically won't let you on. And the problem, what's happening with this increase in numbers, is that there's yet a new variant. It's called BA.2.1.2.1. And this is accounts for about 20% of all the new infections. It's even more contagious than the last one. Hmm. I mean, this record keeps playing over and over and over again.
Is this the one that's known as Omicron 2?
Omicron, it's a variant of Omicron 2.
It's a variant of the Omicron 2, which we knew was highly contagious.
A variant of the Omicron 2. And the South Africans have found BA.4 and BA.5.
Wow.
So the same story from Delta Omicron, Omicron 2, now it's going forward. So the good news, more good news, though, there's not all bad news, is that the people who are vaccinated are doing pretty well. In other words, the disease isn't any more severe than before, but people still get sick. And some people are going to end up in the hospital.
What are the conditions under which people should be wearing masks now? Airplanes, I wouldn't go on an airplane without a mask. I wouldn't go on public transportation. I mean, I said that 30 years ago that I wouldn't go on the L without without protection. But especially now, any kind of public transportation, the enclosed areas where there are lots of people. What about movie theaters? What about live stage shows, concerts?
That's a personal decision that people can make. Let's take two scenarios. One is a relatively younger person who has no underlying health conditions. What's their risk? Well, their risk is pretty high because this thing is so contagious now. However, they're going to have a relatively mild disease, particularly if they've been vaccinated. However, they still have that about 10 to 20% risk of having long COVID, symptoms in 3 or 6 months later. We don't know how long those symptoms will last. But that's a personal decision. You don't have to go to the movies. You don't have to go to a sporting event or whatever. People, especially if it's outside, like a baseball game or something, the risk, of course, outside is much better. But transportation is a very different thing. You have to get to work. You may have to, for business, travel someplace. You may have to attend a funeral or some important family event. You could have a sick relative. Transportation is not it's not just a luxury. It's not entertainment.
Right. It's often necessity. Right. Yeah.
And you've got people from all over the place. You don't know where they've been. You don't know if they're vaccinated, not vaccinated. There's no checking of any of that in the United States anyway. And so, I think you're smart to continue to wear a mask on any kind of public transportation. Airplanes, trains, or buses.
I know it's a personal decision, as you said, but say going to the grocery store, should I have my mask on?
Well, I wear a mask when I go out.
Okay.
If I don't know that no one's checking anything anymore.
Yeah.
So, it's a mixture of unvaccinated people, vaccinated people, and, where you have a congregation, that's your own personal decision.
Okay.
I do meet some of the criteria for high risk, and so I don't want to take that risk.
Right.
So I do wear a mask.
All right, let me take a break.
But when I'm walking on the street, I don't wear one.
Okay. Let me take a break. We'll get to some questions for Dr. Robert Murphy. Dr. Robert Murphy, a professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, with us. And Linda at 312-981-7200. Linda, you're on WGN.
Hello. I've been hearing that for the third booster, if you've been taking one company, that you should try the other company. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. There's actually some science behind that. There was a nice study by the National Institutes for Health that took people who had received any of the three approved vaccines, and they switched them. They got them boosted with either the same vaccine or one of the other ones. And it turns out if you switched, you actually had a better immunologic response.
So, because now we will have to repeat something that we've already taken,
right?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, what should the third one be? Should you go back to the original, or?
Well,
I took Moderna.
Go ahead. You had Moderna.
I took Moderna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so your next booster, take a Pfizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. A lot of people asking that question, whether you repeat the same company's immunization or do you alternate. I guess you get slightly different properties, right?
And
better protection.
It was done accidentally sort of in the United Kingdom early on because they kept running out of whatever vaccine they had. And so they switched. They found out those people did pretty good. And then the NIH did that study, and it looks very promising.
All right. Here's Cheryl. You're on WGN. Hello. Cheryl, are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I didn't realize
it
was me. My apologies.
Okay. No trouble.
I have a quick question. I'm 78 years old, and I just have high blood pressure. I have one daughter who is a complete denier on the vaccines and will not take them, and nor will her family. Her daughter, my granddaughter, is getting married in July in California. Most of the people coming to both the shower and the wedding are deniers and refuse to take the vaccine. What do I do? Do I go? Do I stay home?
Or maybe the question is, what kind of risk might she be under, doctor, if she does attend, and then she can decide, you know, what decision.
It's a fundamental issue. When you are around people who are not vaccinated, when the cases are going up exponentially right now, you are at risk. You're putting yourself at risk, more at risk than usual, for going. This thing is now so contagious. It's as contagious almost as measles, which is the most contagious virus.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
Even if she's vaccinated and boosted amongst all these deniers?
Yeah.
But, ma'am, 78 years old, you have an underlying medical condition, you're at risk. I would just really feel badly if you got infected. You would feel really bad.
Yeah.
It's a personal decision. If you do go, make sure you are up to date on your boosters. Okay, that you've had the second booster.
Okay. Well, I haven't had the first one yet. I've been trying to time them because I understand that they're only good for about 4 months. So I'm going to get the first one this week.
Yeah, no, get the first one. So, and that should be enough. When is the wedding?
July 22nd, and I would probably be capable of getting the second booster before I go.
Maybe not. I don't know if you have you'd have 4 months. You may not. You wouldn't need it. But get your booster now. And the other thing is, if you do decide to go, you wear a good mask. And a good mask is either an N95 mask, which is kind of hard to wear, or a surgical mask. You know, those blue or yellow ones that the hospital people wear.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are the best. The cloth ones, they're too. Some of them are terrible and some are okay, but you never know. So I would use one of those two types of masks if you decide to go.
There's quite a bit of risk.
The other thing that people have done at weddings, because I get a lot of people asking me about weddings. Uh-huh. And I tell them not to invite the unvaccinated people.
That sounds like it's going to be.
Well, that would be my choice, but my daughter herself is a total denier. I have one who has totally vaccinated. The other one is, it's a split in the family.
Sounds like a lot of risk.
No, many,
sounds like a lot
many
of risk.
Families
going
are
on
like
there.
That too. Yeah, it's too much risk.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Good.
Thank
luck.
Thank you very much, doctor.
You don't want to be right in the middle of a hokey pokey and get some disease or something.
Yep.
Cheryl, thank you for the call. I appreciate that, Dr. Murphy. Thank you for joining us today. Always very informative. Have a great Sunday. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Have a good weekend.